This detailed plan will reign supreme through every period of time until the fulfillment of all the ages finally reach its climax. When God makes all things new in all of heaven and earth and through Jesus Christ. All right, let me break that down to you, cuz so you can understand something here. I only had 2 minutes, one of them gone now. Y'all give me a minute to break this down to you. We have dispensation, time, right? Time, dispensation. This, we had the Old Testament, we had Jesus. Now we got what? Holy Spirit. This is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, right? All right, we have time. At least I know about these. Well, God wanted to bring all this to fullness. And it's called the times of the full. And we're in the times of the full. And in the times of the full, he's going to bring everything together in Christ. In heaven, earth, everything. Everything he gained, he got redemption for, he's going to bring it all into fullness. In the times of the full, he's going to bring it all together. We're going to get a new heaven and we're going to get a new earth. Listen to this. All this stuff you see, all this stuff these people think they're so mighty and all this, it's going to leave this earth. This earth will be cleaned up. John said, I saw a new heaven. And he's doing it. In the times of the fool, and we are in the times of the fool. He couldn't bring the Jews and the Gentile together under the old covenant. He didn't bring them together under Christ's reign. Come on now. Why? Because the time hadn't been fulfilled. Now we're in the times of the fool.
Yes. Yes.
And that's why he wants you to understand who you are, because see, you're his body and you get to work with him. Everything gonna be brought together. There's some saints that already gone to heaven before we did, before our loved one left. They was already in heaven because Ephesians tells us, Reverend Matthew said, when Jesus was raised from the dead, the saints got out of the grave and walked the streets of Jerusalem, right?
Right.
Jerusalem, right? Well, then there's some people that since Jesus gone back to heaven, there's some people died. And they're in heaven.
Yeah.
But you're on earth. I'm on earth.
Yeah.
Why are we here? Because in the times of the full, God is bringing everything together. He reconciled. That's why he reconciled the world to himself. The world, peoples on this planet Earth, is not guilty. This is some kind of gospel. But when men, and that's why we cannot renege in our preaching the gospel and teaching saints and letting you know, if you hear this gospel and then keep on sinning, there's consequences. There are consequences to you disobeying God and won't do what he said. Don't think you're going to get away. There are consequences right here in this life. You cannot do what you want to do and get God blessing. When once you make Jesus Lord, he got to be Lord or he'll not at all. Are you hearing me? And this is what Paul's saying. See, you as a saint, as a believer, once you join Christ, you don't sit there and go, no.
All right.
You're a student. You become a student of the word. You become a seeker of God. You want what he got. He's too good and he's too great, and the things he has is far beyond anything anybody ever tasted or had in their life. And you, as you yield to him, that desire inside of you begin to leap, crave, desire. I want you. I want more of you. The more you get it, I want more. You get so busy seeking God, sin won't even have a place around you. But you get off in selfishness, rebellion. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. You know what kind of attitude we take. And a lot of the stuff out there, a lot of demons out there that influence you to think that way. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I went 4 minutes over. Will y'all forgive me for the fifth one? I'm talking now and then it showed up. So I'm going to have to get the sixth one. Let me close with this one. Through your union with Christ, through your union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as his own inheritance. See, we are his inheritance. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? We are his inheritance. He claimed us. Now, I don't know how I did it, but I did it. I found my wife. I claimed her. I got her. You think I'm going to forget her? I like her. I love her. See the apple of my eye. You understand what I'm saying? God claimed you. If I be good to her, do you think she'll respond to my goodness? Now, why we don't respond to God's goodness? Why is it so hard for us to pray and communicate with? Why we don't? That's the way you talk to him. That's the main way you communicate with God is in prayer. And people run from it. Boy, we ought to have to get another prayer line because we'll bust this one out. Because that's the easy way to pray. You don't have to come. If we all had to come from West Point and, I mean, Mantee, Sparta, and Tupelo, Calhoun City, Oxford, where we come from, if we had to come every time we pray you twice a day, man, you know you ain't going to show up. But you can just pick up the phone and you own. And we are talking to God together. Making tremendous power available. Dynamic and it's working. Putting the devil on the run. Somebody's life will get set free today. We may not know about it at the moment, but thank God he knows about it. Whoo! Somebody's life will be changed because we yield to obey God. And God had a right to move in that situation. To turn that person's life around. Amen? My time is out, so I'm on borrowed time, so I better shut up. Amen? I'm on borrowed time. Because I done squeezed all the time I can get. I was trying to figure out how I could squeeze some more, but I'm done. Amen. I'm so in love with Jesus. I love him more and more every day. How many of you in love with Jesus? You're not ashamed of it. I'm going to ask for a standing. I'm asking for people that will stand up. If you're in love with Jesus, you really love him. Anybody sitting down? If anyone's sitting down, just point me to them because I want to talk to them. I want to talk to you. Hey, can we just lift our hands to him and say, thank you, sir. Tell him, say, thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. I'm so glad. I am so glad. And I'm so thankful for what grace had done for me. I will never, after this day, be the same. I promise, Lord, in my walk with you, I will not frustrate the grace of God, but I will yield and obey and walk in my liberty that you have purchased by grace for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wouldn't be where I am right now had it not been for your grace. Your grace found me. Your grace saved me. Your grace raised me. Your grace keeps me. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.